Then Corinne G, and then Chuck Flaherty.
Aloha, Chair and
Yes.
members of the board. Mahalo for hearing my testimony today. I am testifying in support of the agenda item. Hawaii's aquarium fishery is internationally recognized by scientists as a model fishery for sustainable management. In May of this year, I was an international observer to the CITES Technical Workshop on Marine Ornamental Fishes. CITES is the United Nations treaty that ensures trade in fish and wildlife does not threaten wild populations. During this meeting, scientists from the IUCN Species Survival Commission, who are not affiliated with commercial aquarium trade, stood up and clearly stated that the Hawaii aquarium fishery is a model of a well-managed, sustainable fishery. The international scientific community recognizes Hawaii's aquarium fishery with its decades of population data collection, quotas, reporting requirements, closed areas, and other management techniques as a model for other fisheries. I encourage the board to allow DAR to follow the science and issue permits and manage the fishery so that Hawaii can keep its internationally recognized status as a leader in fisheries management, which Hawaii will otherwise lose should this fishery not continue. Thank you for your consideration, and I will yield back the remainder of my time.
Thank you very much, Art. Now I have Corinne, and then Chuck Flaherty, and then Lele Kimsel. Corinne?
Hi, can everyone hear me?
Corinne. Go
Can you
ahead.
guys?
Yes, we can hear
Hi,
you.
my name is Corinne Grenert. I was born and raised here on Oahu, and I'm a current law student at the William S. Richardson School of Law. And I'm testifying in strong opposition to item F1. This is because an inadequate Kapa'akai analysis was conducted for this request, as required by the Hawaii Supreme Court for every decision, including administrative decisions that may impact the exercise of Native Hawaiian traditional and customary rights. Under the first prong of the three-prong framework required to be analyzed, DAR failed to make any specific findings or conclusions on Native Hawaiian traditional and customary practices within the relevant area, which is almost 150 miles of coastline. Thus, it is impossible for there to have been a valid analysis on how those traditional and customary practices are affected or impaired under the second prong of the analysis. DAR's assertion that Native Hawaiian culture practices are only impacted where there has been a significant impact to the populations of the proposed white list species is based on the inadequate research conducted under the first prong of the Kapa'akai analysis and needs to be reevaluated. Finally, under the third prong, DAR's conclusion, where it proposes no protections whatsoever, is again based on the flawed analysis that traditional and customary rights are affected only if there are significant declines in species populations, and thus is insufficient to provide proper protection to these native rights. Thus, an adequate Kapa'akai analysis needs to be conducted before the BLNR votes on DAR's request to approve terms and conditions and delegate authority to the DAR chair. Otherwise, a contested case hearing will need to be undertaken. Thank you very much for listening to my testimony today.
Thank you. Chuck Flaherty, and then Lele Kimsel, and then Lanai. Chuck Flaherty.
Aloha, Madam Chair and members of the board. My name is Chuck Flaherty, but I am testifying on behalf of the Hawaii Island Group of the Sierra Club of Hawaii. This board has heard numerous testifiers about science today, but for some reason, the global forest is not being seen because of the local trees. Coral reefs are widely regarded as the rainforest of the oceans. They only cover 0.1% of the oceans, but 25% of all marine life depend upon them. Hawaii Island Group urges the board to do a Google search using the keywords ocean temperatures record rise to see that the following facts are not hyperbole. Ocean temperatures are now at the highest level ever recorded, higher than over 100,000 years, long before the rise of human civilization. An article in this month's Nature magazine entitled "The Ocean is Losing Its Breath Under the Heat Waves" shows that each heat wave is decreasing oxygen levels in the oceans upon which all fish, including reef fish, depend. This is occurring on a global scale, so there's no avoiding it on a local level. Scientists are now warning that given the current lack of urgency and action to achieve a carbon neutral global socio-economic system, the Earth's tropical reefs could be rendered lifeless in just 20 years. Bleaching events witnessed around the world are now occurring in Hawaii. And this department has seen a kill off of numerous ancient coral heads around the islands already. The members of this board are trustees of the public trust. The Hawaii Supreme Court created legal precedent to guide the board when it ruled that the precautionary principle is a duty under the public trust doctrine. It further clarified that the precautionary principle is an inherent attribute of the public trust doctrine, and therefore the public trust doctrine is a preventative doctrine, not a remedial one. In endorsing the precautionary principle, the Hawaii Supreme Court found that where scientific evidence is not conclusive regarding the management of public trust resources, it is prudent to adopt precautionary principles in protecting the resource.
Mr. Flaherty, can you summarize? Your time is up.
Yes, ma'am. It is time for all of us to realize that the world has changed and it's no longer business as usual. The old rules no longer apply. The Hawaii Island Group urges the board to deny the request submitted by the Department of Aquatic Resources. Mahalo nui loi for this opportunity to testify, and I apologize for going over.
Thank you. So I have Lele Kimso, and then Lanai, and then Patrick Lai. Go ahead, Lele.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Aloha mai kako o Lele Kimso, ko inoa, no makaha Hawaii mai au. Hello, my name is Lele Kimso, and I was born and raised in Waianae, Oahu. I strongly support the reopening of the aquarium fisheries and reissuing of permits in West Hawaii and Oahu. Thank you.
Thank you, Lele. Now I have Lanai, and then Patrick, and then Randy Clark. Go ahead, Lanai. Are you there? Let's go on to Patrick. I see Patrick.
Hello, everyone.
Yep, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Patrick Lau, and I'm speaking in support of F-1. I've been in the aquarium industry for over 10 years, and I have seen aquariums educate the youth and older people as well. I've seen big improvements in that sense. For example, people were mentioning that the coral was getting damaged by collectors, but no one brought up that oxybenzone in sunscreen actually damages coral, which was recently banned into regulation a few years ago in 2021. My father's from the Fiji Islands. He was born and raised there, and the Fiji aquarium trade has been shut down for some species, and they recently have redeveloped and reopened that. The same thing with Indonesia a few years ago. And what's happening is they're learning data and learning how to do it responsibly. And I support the data, and I love the ocean, and I want to just protect it. And that's my whole take on it. And I'm in support of F1 in the aquarium industry.
Thank you. Randy Clark, Rick Warshire, and then Keenan. Okay. Randy Clark. Rick, are you there? Or Randy Clark, can you unmute yourself?
Okay. And that's my whole take on it. And I'm in support of F1 and the aquarium industry.
Thank you. Randy Clark, Rick Warshire, and then Ewan?
I think it was just a
Ewan. Okay.
I don't think I cut him off.
Randy Clark?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. You need to turn off your YouTube.
Okay.
Well, aloha, Chair and board members. My name is Randy Clark. I'm a Kanaka Maoli, a 60-year ocean waterman, 30 years of those spent living and working in West Hawaii with outfits like the Kiholo nonprofit group representing the Ahupua of Pu'u'anuhulu, as well as the Pu'uko community working with the Makai Watch. We were supported by the Nature Conservancy, Seattle Aquarium, and Conservation International in preserving marine life, endangered species, and the coral reefs. I oppose the permitting of the aquarium fishers.
Okay, thank you, Randy. Do I have Rick Warshire? Rick, are you there? Okay. I said I now have, is it Keenan? Keenan?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, I am in support of F1. I was given the opportunity to come here on an athletic scholarship for the University of Hawaii from 2016 to 2021. And I was able to complete hundreds of hours of dives with some of the aquarium divers that are on island on Oahu. And from my observation, I didn't see any destruction of coral or throughout the 5 years, any loss of species on the reefs. For my own personal observations, I support F1. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Fa'avai Kimzo Moy.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Aloha, everyone. My name is Fa'avai Kimzo. I'm Hawaiian. I'm from the west side of Oahu, and I strongly support the reopening of the aquarium fishery in West Hawaii and on Oahu. I come from a family of watermen and fishermen. These practices are part of my culture. I grew up in the ocean and I used to trap dive with my dad. I just want to say that I'm very blessed and very lucky to have seen the level of awareness and appreciation for the ocean that trap diving has brought into my life. And I hope you guys can find it within yourself to make a decision that is pono and fair to the Hawaiians and the local fishermen in this industry. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Fa'avai. Christy? Yep, we can hear you. I think you need to turn off your YouTube.
Oh.
Go ahead. Oh, did we lose you?
She turned off.
She turned off.
She turned off.
She turned off her whole self. Okay, Christy, you want, is she dialing?
Go back to earlier.
She's coming on? Okay. All right, Christy. Go ahead, Christy.
Sorry about that. I think I cleared out of the meeting by accident.
That's okay. Go ahead.
All right. Aloha, everyone. I'm here to stand by my written testimony and speak in support of F1. I was born and raised in Kailua Kona, and I've been diving since I was 10 years old when I got scuba certified. So the reefs are very near and dear to me. And I wanted to highlight the fact that this industry has more than shown that it's sustainable through steps that no other fisheries seem to have to complete. And it's just seemed very unfair to me that these are the only people that have had to do this. I wanted to voice also that people have said that they've seen the negative impact of aquarium fishing without noting the really small section of the coast that aquarium fishermen are even allowed to utilize and the role that overuse from tourism plays in the health of our reefs and our fish. And I wanted to highlight that correlation is not causation here. And this industry has clearly gone above and beyond to do what's required of it and provides jobs to the residents here through sustainable methods. And it seems to me there's no reason not to allow the permits at this point. So thank you for your time. Mahalo.
Thank you, Christy. I am going to close public comments.
Who is Chris Teague?
Oh, Chris Teague is our
star.
Yeah. I was Chris, you're just here to listen, right?
Yep, just here from Dar.
Okay. Thank you. So I am closing public comments. Okay. Landboard. We're gonna take a 5 minute break.
Really?
Yeah. We're going to take a 5 minute break. Yes. Yeah.
Close the door, Chair. Okay.
All right, Board, we are back in session. We have closed public comments. We have heard, at least I counted 80. And that's not even counting what we received.
Yeah.
Clearly a extremely passionate, emotional issue. Like I said, this is hard. So board members, Riley.
I make a motion that we go into executive session pursuant to the section 92A5 subsection A subsection 4 HRS in order to consult with our attorney on questions and issues pertaining to the board's powers, duties, privileges, immunities, and liabilities.
Second.
Okay. Motion has been moved and seconded for the board to go into executive session. All in favor?
Aye.
And I promise we're going to come back. We're not going to leave. I promise we're not going to leave. We'll be back.
I think just this.
We are back in on the record. We just had an executive session to meet with our Deputy Attorney General on some of our duties and liabilities in relationship to F1. So we have closed public testimony. We're now in board members. Your thoughts, do we have a motion? Do you have this? We need a motion to do discussion. So, or your thoughts, I leave to you. Or does the staff, does Dar, did you want to come up and one final be available in case, you know, did you want to say anything to us before we, the board?
Yeah, I have one thing. So we did hear a lot of testimony about the request to delegate authority to the chair to approve up to 7 permits. Our intention wasn't to circumvent the board at all. You know, we really see today as your point to and your opportunity to approve these permits, but since there was some pushback and confusion on that, we'd be willing to withdraw that recommendation.
That's your recommendation number 3.
Recommendation 3 to request to delegate authority to the chair to approve, sign, and issue West Hawaii aquarium permits. We'd be willing to withdraw that, and we can leave it up to the board to approve individual permits. But it was,
that would be that would be the consequence. Then yes, every permit would have to come to the board.
Okay. But it was really just a operations recommendation. But we really do see the board as the decision makers on this matter.
And I know that that was your intent, but I too heard a lot of the testimony about the concerns related to the delegation of authority. So I'm okay with that. I don't know, board.
I'm okay with that. I thank you, because there was a lot of testimony regarding that, so that was a concern.
Okay. I don't think we have any other questions. So, board members.
Do we need a motion to begin the discussion?
Yeah.
Okay. So, as the Hawaii Island representative, I make a motion that we take staff recommendation amended by withdrawal of item number 3.
Yep, recommendation. Okay.
For discussion.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I second.
Motion has been moved and seconded to approve staff's recommendation, but as amended, deleting recommendation 3. We're in discussion.
Chair?
Yes.
So this is one of the tougher cases that I've ever had to deal with. And
it is.
I just wanted to ask if there's a possibility to have I'm referring to the species, okay? To have Coley removed from the list. And this is a matter of discussion. I'm just throwing this out there for kuka, but that would be something that I would love to talk about. But okay. Coley is a very well-known edible fish that ends up in a lot of local families' homes, and so that's one concern that I would have, but again, it's up for discussion. So if we could remove Coley from the list.
Okay, so if we're removing Coley, how about the Pala, which is the orange spine unicorn? Are you
orange
okay with that?
Spine unicorn.
Yeah, I got it off of this.
That's number 3rd?
Yeah.
Is that?
Umaumale.
So based on this list, yeah, on page 15, yeah, talks about Coley.
Yeah.
The total allowable catch for the year would be 12,775. That would be removed.
Yeah.
And the Umaumale,
yeah,
orange spine uniform fish,
which
that would
is
also
actually
be removed.
Yeah, that is from Kala.
There's two Coleys, huh? There's a Hawaiian Coley and a regular Coley. According to the
list, Coley no kuheo, the other one. Coley maka ana ona is the yellow eye. Coley no kuheo is the big one.
I'm looking at the
delicate
the chart.
Hawaiian food.
Which one is that, Uncle?
Coley no kuheo is the big black Coley.
Is that the
That's
one?
the one I grew up with my family.
That was the ono fish, the oily fish.
Right, yes.
Yes, that's the one that you
the
only.
The other one, Kole Moko Ona, is the yellow eye, but it's very tasty.
So which one is
so
it?
On the list of page 15
so
yeah.
that,
and 16,
when I
see
them
only
there,
eight
shouldn't
species.
Be there. That's
eating that's
food.
Not one of them.
Oh, that's not one of them.
The one
no,
that's on
okay,
the
black,
list is
black
the gold ring surgeon.
Oh, that. Well, that's the black surgeon fish. Black?
Where's our fish people?
Oh, the black surgeon. That's the one, the 3,152.
No.
Yeah.
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 So that's
yeah.
what.
Black surgeon.
So.
That, well, that's the other Kole. Like the one, what people know as Kole is the gold ring, right? The
okay.
12,775.
Which
okay.
is the one that the most Hawaiian families eat?
That's the one, right?
Both of
them. Both of them.
Both of them.
What's
sure.
more plentiful?
The,
sure.
the one I say, the Kole Makaonaona, the yellow eye, is the most favorite now. For parties, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
The so, other one is more, you know, like Palehu on a fire.
Oh,
Osaka,
I see.
Dry, thicker.
Yep.
Like that. So,
okay.
But they shouldn't be in airport.
So it's just
yeah.
like, what were you gonna?
Sure, the reason why it's Kole for gold ring is because that's how it is in regulation,
mm-hmm.
and so we didn't apply Kole to the black surgeon fish because it's not how it is in our regulation.
Oh, but the gold ring one
the
is.
Gold ring one is.
That's Kole.
That's Kole.
It's
that's
Kole
the oily one
that
you fry. That's the one.
Is that the one you're talking about?
The gold ring.
It's the gold ring. It's Kole Makaona.
Yeah.
So you guys put that in.
That's the one that's in our regulations chapter.
Here.
And then the thing wasn't allowed in the beginning. I was on the board. They got all that eating fish. I was one of the spokesmen. That was the thing. Can I get pakakui and all that out?
All right. So let's. So I think the one that
Here,
we're looking.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I just wanted to ask, for the record's sake, if you could just identify who all was just talking. I don't know if I missed it.
Okay.
I heard uncle, but I didn't hear a name.
Oh.
That's
Uncle Willie.
Uncle David?
No, Willie. Uncle Willie. That's Uncle Willie Kalpiko. He was, he's Kupuna in here who was clarifying for us.
Oh.
Asking. Yeah, she's calling
no,
in by
can't.
Cell phone.
Oh.
She went to move her car, so.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So.
So what we're talking about is removing Kole, the one that's 12,775.
Yeah. The gold ring,
and the orange spine unicorn fish, 5,827.
Five.
On page 15 and 16.
Correct.
The
yeah.
second down on the list and the third down on the list, removing those from the eligible total allowable.
Oh,
cash.
I see.
Correct.
Is that the kala?
Yeah.
Ma-ma-ling.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I really have a concern too
okay,
with
ahead.
The quantity of the yellow tang.
Okay.
I would be comfortable if that was cut in half.
Cut in half?
100,000?
100,000 instead of 200,000.
Okay.
No. And these permits are, they're 1 year, David?
Yes.
1 year permits. Okay.
I'm good with the rest.
I
guess just as a general comment, I would go along with approving staff recommendation, deleting the chair delegation, and I'm okay with removing
the Kole and
the Kole and the Mamale. And this is going to be for 1 year only because of the EIS and all of the procedures we've gone through. But the request to the staff that we that they report back to the board at the end of 1 year, tell us whether there has been any further, whether they still can make that recommendation.
Well, before any permits get issued with the withdrawal of the delegation, that will all come back to the board before
automatically. So
yeah.
we'll
each
have
permit,
a chance to look at it.
Yeah, each permit will come back to the board
in a year. But on the other hand, finally enabling the fishermen to begin doing some fishing. So I would be okay with that.
And also the yellow tank.
Yeah, the yellow tank.
The yellow tank is
1,000.
And although we haven't said it, one of the restrictions we have on the board is that the legislature has not allowed us to ban aquarium fishing. So we have to operate under those parameters. So we have to allow aquarium fishing, and what we have control over is the total allowable cap.
Chair, humbly, I'd like to request, as the case on that one, for myself and for Ahui.
Okay.
Charlie, you want to let us vote first and then contest the case?
Actually, we cannot. Once a request for a contested case, we then have to stop all.
Chair?
Yes?
It's possible for you guys to deliberate and decide if you are not going to grant a contested case, to decide that and then continue if you are inclined.
I don't think so. I wouldn't. I think that there's a request for a contested case. I think we should wait at least until after the written petition gets filed for us to review that. But I am, in light of the Mauna Kea case, I am uncomfortable with us continuing to deliberate given the request for contested case. And that is, you are permitted to ask for a contested case before the close of the meeting. I do want to share. This has not been easy. This has been a real struggle, and especially the Kapa'akai. So contrary to, I recognize that some of you may feel we've not done the analysis. I've had long discussions with DAR. This is even an internal struggle within DAR. But there is a, for the beliefs that taking for non-consumptive use violates a belief. That's a really hard one. I mean, we could never mitigate for that. That means that. So, but I do think under Kapa'akai, the courts have told us it's subject to reasonable regulation. So we may disagree on that. So again, making no decision to respect your request. But that, board members, I think that is my recommendation, is that a request for a contested case has been filed. I think we have to wait for the petition to be submitted, and then we will consult with the Attorney General's office on that. But I think we are precluded from I would not feel comfortable taking action when there's a request for a contested case, especially on something as difficult as this one. And I'm sorry, I know the people in the aquarium fish trade, you have worked long and hard. You've done everything that we and the court have asked you to do, including the legislature. And all of you guys show up every time, you know? So, no, you know, I know, I let him, go ahead.
So I would just like to say, on behalf of the fishery, we actually are always open with negotiating with the other side. We always have been. But that olive branch still extends to them. And we would look forward to working with them if possible, but we do respect.
I appreciate that. And if by chance, what happens outside of this room happens outside of this room. But I think you understand where we are procedurally now, because a request for contested case has been filed.
I would like to make a comment also, having sat through countless hearings and tons of testimony, it had been my hope that we could arrive at a compromise by reducing the number and so forth, and taking a look at this in 1 year to see whether any of the concerns were accurate or not. I think if we get into a contested case, I'm really sad. I would really be sad because it would just have more legality and less clarity. I would be hopeful if there were no contested case that we could try it out on a very reduced basis just for 1 year and then relook at it. And in that way, have both sides, you know, check it out. But, you know, you certainly have the right to do a contested case. It's just that it would disappoint me that we would, and I'm a lawyer, that we'll get stuck back and lost stuff again one more time, because I don't think that's going to help the situation. I think it's just going to cost more money for litigation, and it's not going to serve any purpose. Well, I'd like to, yeah.
Okay, no.
But I respect, you know, the seniors, us fellow.
Yeah, no, this, Vernon is probably older than everybody here.
Yeah, I'm even older than uncle.
I would not agree with you, but the principle here for us is the Papalta analysis and the confidence that we have in that analysis. The reason we went to the Supreme Court in the first place and litigated for 6 years at our own cost, a pro bono attorney, was to assure that the community was heard. This was on the case in Kaupulehu. I don't know if you know the case, yeah. But the intention is not to separate. The intention is to bring people together. The intention is to get the community involved. The community's got to step up too. There's not one side on this story. There's not one side trying to overlay onto another. We want to meet in the middle, and we find it very difficult because we don't have that community input. That's no disrespect to a DLR or any of the institutions within the DLNR, but the Kapa'akai decision was in 2000. It's not been incorporated into the institution as a part of everyday decision making. Don, I acknowledged you in the very beginning of my talk because I felt you brought that in. So that's the issue, I think, in terms of how I'm, you know, looking at that. So we need to defend that. And at this point, we don't believe that the Kapa'akai analysis included the...
Okay, it may be appropriate because depending on your contest and what issues you will arrive at, maybe that can be contained so that we don't lose all of what we've done over the last 3 years. And
so let me ask you, Charlie,
sure,
for purposes, because I really had to think long and hard when you guys talked about Kapa'akai and the community has not had an opportunity for input. I know there was a longstanding CIA, we've had at least three meetings, but I also don't believe the land board meeting should be the community input. And I've always said the burden is on the applicant. And in my view, that is us. That is, in this particular case, DAR is proposing these permits. So that burden does fall on us. So what are you guys, for purposes of this, and you know, that's how I read the Supreme, that's how I read C.J. Richardson's comments about it should be, it shouldn't be divisive. We should find those opportunities to come together. I mean, are you suggesting for Kapa'akai that there be a community meetings where we bring the stakeholders together with the aquarium fish communities and DAR to have this conversation? I mean, what's the platform or forum you see this happening?
I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting that it hasn't happened.
So are you, so
you
I guess that's
a better way to do it.
So I'm asking, what would be the better way to do that?
I don't have an answer for you right now.
Okay.
That's something
okay.
I would definitely have to go back to the community. So
okay.
You can see how dissatisfied.
Yeah.
Chair, I think we're starting to get into the realm of continuing public testimony rather than stopping.
I would disagree. I'm finding okay. this, I think if we can find a path to to address some of the concerns, but Kim, I know this is like free for all conversation.
We're going to go continuation.
What has been important, and I personally, through Dodd, have tried to reach out to these folks. I even have an email from Kaimi saying, I can't sit down with you because we're always in litigation, per legal counsel. Okay. And that attempt, honest to God, has come from the fishery reaching out to these folks, trying to find that middle ground. And when you keep getting told no,
okay,
what more can
so maybe do? So maybe it isn't the stakeholders, maybe it is DAR that brings people together, that facilitates the conversation. I don't know. But I would ask all of
all
you.
I'm saying is, note that the attempt was there. You okay. Can take a horse to water, but you can't make them.
Well, I cannot change what has happened. All I can figure out is how do we move forward? Because I would agree with Vernon, contested case and litigation isn't going to get us closer. And I don't know what the end is, but I would ask all of you. And so Charlie, I would ask you to talk to the community. What would be a path forward? You know, Uncle Willie, what would you guys feel is a path to gaining community input for Kapa'akai for purposes of this? Because I see Kapa'akai as you have to identify what are the resources in that particular, and how does that affecting you? How does that affect your ability to practice that? And then what are mitigations? And I will say, I didn't hear testimony about from people that they fish, you know, that this is what they fished, or and that this aquarium fish is affecting their ability to continue. What I heard is it's offensive to have aquarium fish that are just in an aquarium that's not used for consumption. That's offensive. So I may have misunderstood.
The original, if I may just make fish, like that. Really? So the original list of collected fish was Pakapui, which was a major fish, still is for the South Club. There was no consultation on that. Pakapui just went in. Kole, today we made an excellent move of taking the yellow eye and the pulling off the list. It's 24 years ago now. And we did, we spoke, and participated in the aquarium fish task force or working group, all of us. We made some concessions and what have you on that. But that was known at the time. It went on the first list. It was known it was Hawaiian food.
Right.
And it just went. And I wrote letters to people who represent DAR about that too. And there was no effort to take it off until Pukupui now is, you know. And I'm not blaming the AQ industry for that depletion. I'm just saying, why is food fish on there first place?
Yeah.
If that is not something interesting or important to Native Hawaiian gathering rights.
Yeah, we started this in Kona with this, and that's the biggest topic, that eating fish can never go with this alone. We've named the alehi, the yellow hen, the pala, the other. You know, those fish, but we limit it too. Mm-hmm. That's why, and furthermore, besides all of this, the DART never do a good job. We was Maikai watch patrolling and all this. All it kind of remind me that these people went get out there and got greedy. You know, it just, I was so terrible when I seen all the fish depleted. You guys never make limit. Just give them as much as you like, take them. I never realized those. And that's why it's really discouraged. If you guys cannot manage, don't allow it. That's how I say it.
I think the board is hearing you.
Yeah.
I think the board has heard. So.
I've seen damage already. We cannot allow it.
Okay. So
I just wanted to point out that there has been we have been trying to compromise with DAR as far as the rulemaking petition. And so far, those efforts have not proven fruitful. So it's not like we're just trying to litigate this all the way to the end.
But I think the rulemaking petition was to ban, and that we have legislation that says we cannot ban. We can regulate and manage.
You do not have legislation.
Right. You are not
okay,
the legal
so
advisor.
You know so wait. Okay. We're just, so we now have a request for contested casing. You will follow up with that. And then we hope that in the meantime, there is a an attempt to find to meet and have a better, mutually better understanding.
So, I mean, I want to apologize to the board and apologize to everybody who's taken all their time today to wait for this, for me, you know, to say that, but I wasn't prepared to say it until just.
Okay. No, I appreciate that. I mean, I don't think anybody here had any malfeasance or intent to be offensive. I mean, I tell you, we're struggling. These are hard questions, and I understand we're trying very hard. But you know, okay. With that being said, I think there's no further business before the land board, so we are going to adjourn the meeting. Yeah.